Jesus, we just love you. We just welcome you here. This night is all about you. Matter of fact, this life is all about you. Lord, we don't even want to proceed another second without you. We don't want to in any way have any other focus, any other distraction. It's all about you. No agenda. I want you, Jesus. I want you, Jesus. It's you we want, Jesus. It's you and only you. It's all about you. It's all because of you. We don't ever want to get over that. What would you like to do tonight? We just turn it over to you. We'll wait on you. What would you like? It says that no man can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him. We're asking you to have mercy on us, Father, in the name of Jesus, and just draw us unto your dear Son. May we be brought face to face, up close and personal with Jesus. May we be so close we could feel your breath, even on our face. We'd like to look right in your eyes, Jesus. We just want to be in oneness with you and your heartbeat. What are you up to? What would you like to do? Lord, I'm going to just hand them this mic, but we just want to wait on you as whatever you want. Because we can't improve on what you're doing. You know our needs. You know our future. We're just asking that you would grip us and draw us. Thank you for loving us just like we are. And thank you for being committed to not leaving us here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Fast, but I just feel like God wants us to just sit back in His lap tonight, and I just challenge everyone to just find a place of worship tonight, whether it's in your chair or on the floor or in the other room, but just get with the Lord one-on-one and just lay your head on His heart tonight and hear what He has to say. It's just as simple as that. Lord, we just want to be one with You and hear what You have to say. I don't want to go back to anybody tonight, Lord, without a revelation, without wisdom. Lord, without a touch from You tonight, Lord.
Lord, I want to see you.
Invite you to come to speak to us, Lord. Lord, I want to know where you're sitting in this room, Lord. Lord, I want to know what your face is. I want to know, Lord, the color of your robe tonight. I want to see you, Lord, and I want to hear your wonderful words of wisdom and comfort and peace, and just how you come so close, Lord. You just love us, Lord. Sometimes we don't listen. And we just need times of listening, Lord. Lord, we're listening. We're in agreement. Lord, we're listening to you tonight. What would you like to say, Father? Would you just thank you, Lord? Different, but if you just trust me, I have a great reward for you. I'm going to send you from this place. Not anything like in the past. I'm here to change. I'm here to break. Thank you.
that we let kids know that God speaks in our thoughts. So I just want you to quiet yourself, because God wants to speak to you tonight. Do you want to hear Him? I mean, would you like to personally hear Father talk to you? Then all you have to do is you just tell Him, I want to hear you. Is there anything you want to say? And then just the first thought that comes to your mind, because you ask Him. If you ask your Father for a fish, He's not going to give you a snake. And if you ask Him for bread, He's not going to give you a stone. So just simply ask Him. Is there anything you'd like to say to me, Father? And when you think He said something, raise your hand or speak it out. Can you do that? I feel like that's what He said He wants to do right now. So just ask Him. Just close your eyes and ask Him. Daddy, is there anything you'd like to say? I'm listening. I'd like to hear you.
Jabberjaws. He talks all the time. Did you hear him? What thought came in your mind that you want to dismiss?
There's God next to the flower, and I made the car, and I made a fan.
Christ. You might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in this church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. And God, that's our prayer. We want to know the love of Christ with the passive knowledge that passive understanding. God, we want to be filled with all the fullness of you. God, give us the faith to believe that you can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even think, according to the power that worketh inside of us. And God, that is our prayer tonight.
Another thing. Last week, on Sunday night, I saw an angel that looked like a big speck of dust or something, and it flew right by my face.
Anybody else? God, say something. What did God say to you, little one?
Holding the cup again. And for those of you that weren't here last week, Jesus was asking us to drink of the cup that he was holding, which would be whatever it is he's putting in front of you right now. And we have a choice to take that cup and drink it with him or not. And he's holding it out again because maybe some people said no last week, that they weren't ready for whatever it was he was asking, and maybe you weren't here, so he wants to give you an opportunity. There's still time. I feel like he's saying there's still time to make that decision. You still have a little bit of time to make that choice of whatever he wants, whatever he's asking of you. And like Nate said, he's asking us to trust him, and if we trust him, we'll drink out of that cup, whatever it is. But there's coming a time and soon where we won't have that choice anymore. We will have already told him no. And then we have to face the consequences that come from telling him no. And there are consequences bigger than there have been before, maybe, and bigger than we're imagining them to be. But now is the time. Now is the opportunity to agree with what he's asking of you and to say yes to him and drink out of the cup and let him partner with you in what's coming. I sure wouldn't want to face what's coming without him.
What he wanted to say, and I was like, well, God.
God, I thought you were going to tell me something good, like, you know, something that's going to happen in the future, or like, whatever. And I was like, I want you to tell me something good, like, why do you have to say I love you? And, you know, what David was saying is like, and to know the love of Christ, like, that's the point of life. It's to know the love of Christ. And it's like, if we don't get that, we're not going to get anywhere. So.
I just saw, like, above us in the spirit, just all sorts of, I think it was angelic, but it was good, all sorts of stuff just going all over the place. And I said, God, what do you want us to do? What do you want us to, how to respond to you? And he just said, ask things of me. What do you want? What is it you want? What is it you're praying for? And he just said, what are your expectations? Is it to, oh, God will give me a good word tonight, we can go home, and then, oh, it'll be good till next week, and oh, God showed me this during the week, or is it, God, this is the meeting where my life is going to change permanently. Our expectations are so low. What if we just thought, man, what if this was the meeting where God was going to start a revival in Grand Rapids? What if this was a meeting where God was going to pour out His Spirit like we've never seen before? What if we put all that expectation not on preachers and the singers, but on God? What if we expected God to lead us into His presence? So God, we ask you to lead us, God. What do you want? What do you want us to ask? And God, I'll start it off. God, we ask for a pouring out of your Spirit, Lord. God, we ask for every life to be changed tonight. God, we ask for a solidifying. God, if our choice is you, and that's it. So God, we ask you would open up the heavens, Lord. God, you would pour out. God, you would send angels down here. God, you would increase, Lord, in every way possible. God, we ask this would be a night of worship. It would be as if we're in your very throne room, God, with your glory shining. So God, we say, what do you want us to ask for? Thank you.
Coming back. want more of you. I want more. I want more. I want more. I want
Philippians 3:3, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. So God, we have no confidence in what we can do. God, outside of you, we can do nothing. So, God, we ask you to raise the bar in our lives.
Amen.
God, we just don't want this to be another meeting, God.
Right.
We don't want to just live another week and go by and see a few cool things happen, God. God, we want you to just blow the lid off our lives.
Yes.
God, let us come to the realization that there is no box, God.
Amen.
So God. God, raise up our expectations, God. God, open us up, Father. We can do nothing outside of you. In your family that just hates me, but you want to see him come to know my love. What is that financial breakthrough that you need? What is that answer you have for that family member? Not, I have to pray for 3 years to see a breakthrough, but he's going to say, ask things of me, and it'll be an immediate response.
I want to speak to you.
talk to you. Don't you leave before I'm through. I need to sit with you. Hey, what about it? I'm not living here.
How long do you have, I ask? How long will you give me? I'm here. What do you say? Give it all to me. Give it all to me. Give it. I'm not leaving here. I have authority. And I'm not leaving here. I am the authority.
every one of you. Thank you for using me tonight. Lord, would say, I thank you for listening to me. I thank you for allowing me to speak through you. And I thank you for making a decision tonight to just enter in.
Oh, it was easy. I will remember. Oh, it was easy.
like the Lord's imparting things into people right now, so we're just going to try to keep a low key and allow Him to do that. And so just be aware that He's imparting things tonight. We are in His presence, and nothing is happening. There's always something happening. So I just want to make us aware that Jesus is imparting things. There are angels walking around with gifts that people are receiving tonight. My wife is one of them. The Lord just wants to give you gifts and wants you to just receive. Receive.
Thank you.
Jacob when he wrestled with the angel and he said, I won't let go until you bless me. God, I don't want to go anywhere until I get everything that you have for me. I want everything. I don't want to miss anything, not one drop, not one second in your presence.
need more of you. I 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 need more. 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 Not letting go.
Right.
I'm not letting go. I'm not letting go. Not letting go. I'm not letting go. Not letting go. Not letting go. I need more of you. I need more. I need more of you. I need